Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is with Tom Glaus, the CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. Hello, Tom. Welcome back to the show.
Randy, it's always good to see you.
Tom and I have quite a history in bucking horses. We attended the University of Wyoming. Well, before that, he went to Casper College on a saddle bronc riding scholarship with Coach Dale Stiles. And we rodeoed in college, and my goodness, CEO of the Pro Rodeo, that's a lot of fun, Tom.
Oh my gosh, you know, who would have ever believed it? I'd go down this path and this journey, but it's been exciting, it's been fun, and it's been very rewarding. But, you know, speaking of Mr. Stiles, Mr. Burns, they were two of our greatest mentors.
Yes, sir, and they made a big difference. College rodeo and Indian rodeo and the families involved and the mentors that you see and the people that realize there's more to life than a rodeo arena are the ones probably that helped us the most in our rodeo careers.
They certainly set us on the right path, and I'm ever grateful for them.
You know, we have a lot of cowboys listening in Indian country on Native Voice One Radio Network, and I mean, the cowboys that are listening now are, and the ones like us that are has-beens in the arena, grabbing the reins and leading our sport is important. And there's certainly a lot of people in Indian country that have done just that in their local committees and associations.
You know, we are grateful committees of all sizes, and it's those that have rodeoed and come before us that are really interested in making the sport better for the next generation, whether it's their grandkids or any of their relatives and friends. But I think the goal of everyone is to leave it better than we found it.
The feeder program is what we are seeking, and you have actively taken steps with Pro Rodeo towards our feeder program and upcoming talent, especially in the bareback and saddle bronc riding, which is necessary.
We've really tried to create opportunities for our young members. We have to have opportunities to attract those members to buy their permits. And I'm proud to say that the last 3 years, we've seen our permit numbers reach new heights every year. We're nearly 2,000 members, permit members this year, and that continues to grow. But how do you do that? We created the permit finals in Waco that we'll be at this coming weekend. And it's really given the young kids, the permit holders, a place to compete for a national championship. And then they go on, if you're in the top five, you qualify for the permit challenge in Las Vegas at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo.
And at the end of the line, I mean, our sport is growing to what we have today in Sioux Falls, the Governor's Cup, Cinch Playoffs, and then the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. It's no doubt major league sports.
The money has really grown, and the committees, hats off to the committees and our sponsors. 2023, we've seen $3.7 million in new added money, and I did not think we could top that. In 2024, we have $3.8 million in new added money, and we just announced Houston will be over $2.5 million in 25. Who would have ever thought when we were to University of Wyoming, Randy, that you would see that kind of money in rodeo, and it's going to take $100,000 in every event to qualify for the Wrangler National Finals this year.
Well, Tom, we are grateful for people like you, and we hope that the young listeners are paying attention to what you can accomplish and achieve in the sport of rodeo, and we'd like to invite you to come along. Tom, is there anything that you would like to close with saying to our youngsters to encourage them along the way in our sport and life?
Follow your dreams. You know, whether you're young or old, you have to dream. And Randy, I remember you as a young man. You had to have a dream of making the national finals. You were able to accomplish that. Now you dream of bigger things, other things, life after rodeo. And for all of us, there will be life after rodeo, but that doesn't mean that we don't continue to stay involved in the sport and help it grow.
That's words of our champion, my friend Tom Glaus, the CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. Tom, thank you very much. God bless you.
Always good to see old friends, Randy.
Thank you. Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.